So he has an architect design. You know, if I have a building in my mind, I have something I want to build in my mind, I cannot start to build it until I write it down, until I have an architect design, which means that now I allow the other abilities that can build, the one who can make bricks, the one who can mix sand and stones and mix cement, I'm allowing them to share my idea. Why? Because I have written it down. Writing it down, it becomes the first ownership, and writing it down, it becomes also the dimension in which now you can share that same thing that you own with other people to be able to help you. What type of helpers do you need? Who do you need to stand with you as you do what you're doing? You've got to understand that you're not going to convince them by just saying words. It's good to speak about what you want to do, but it's also very important to write down what you want to do. God is bound to fulfill his word because he has written it down. And we remind him, remembering, we remind him of what he has said because of the written text. So if we didn't have the written text, we can't remind him, we can't even bind him to what he has said. Another thing that is very, very important, God executes his judgment and his reality through what he has said. When we take what God has said, we literally can say to God, you know, I'm facing a lot of problems through what you have promised unto me in the earth, but I need justice. How do I get justice? I go back to the written word. This is where now lawyers have got to go to the written word to literally justify a person, or they can literally make somebody guilty by something that is written down. Somebody is cleared from guilt, being guilty or being condemned through something that is written down. Lawyers know the law. They go into the loopholes of the law, which is written down. So something that is written down, and understanding how it is written down, and understanding how you can achieve the goals of that what is written down, that's how you make the reality of what we see. The world is designed by things that are written down. Everything you see, every picture you see, the computer you see, the internet you are literally on, everything you see, it was first written down. So remember to write down everything. Write down things in forms of different dimensions. There's a dimension of writing down things you want to change. There's a dimension of writing down things you want to achieve. There's a dimension of writing down the things you want to remember. There's a dimension of writing down the things you're going to do in a short time distance of time and in a long time distance of time. So all these categories, they need to be written down so that they don't interfere or interfere with your mind, because in the world we have a lot of things to think about, we have a lot of things to do, but what you have written down is what is going to be done. Simply meaning that everybody who gives you a job and pays you a salary or whatever that you're doing, whatever you're doing, you're drawn to people who have written down what you're doing. So slaves are enslaved by people that have sat down to write down their visions and to literally choose to execute them, and then they collect people who seem to be there but having nothing to do because they have not written down their visions. So they have to come to help out and help those who have written down something so that they build for those who have written down. So I'm asking you, who is building for you? I'm asking you, who is helping you? I'm asking you, what do you want to do? Let it not be just spoken words, but also exercise your writing. Here in the Council of Ngabogas Courthouse, celebrate Uganda, here in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, we practice our writing down. That's why you're going to see on our site, there is so many different dimensions in which we allow people to exercise their ability and their art of writing down what is in their mind. Put it down, because every time you put it down, you can share it with me and I can pray for you. You can share it with our prayer warriors and we can pray for that you have written down. You go back to the written down list and you see that everything you wrote down last month, last year, has literally come to pass because you wrote it down. How would you know that it has come to pass? And how do you command something that is not written down? God says, I'll put my word in your mouth. to speak it, to prophesy it. Which word? The written down word that comes out of his written down word. So may God bless you. Apostle Ngabuya from the Council of Ngabuya God's Courthouse. Remember, we are exercising our ability to write down what we think, what we are meditating about. God bless. God speak. Bye-bye.